South Korea says it is closely monitoring North Korea's moves after announcing that the North has test-fired two short-range missiles on Thursday.
오늘 오전 북한이
South Korea and U.S. militaries are sharing detailed information about North Korea's firing of projectiles, which are presumed to be short-range missiles. The two are conducting an analysis. The South Korean government will step up its monitoring posture under U.S.-South Korea cooperation and closely communicates in this regard.
South Korea said the unidentified projectiles were launched from an area near Wonsan on North Korea's eastern coast and flew over 400 kilometers before falling into the East Sea. One of the missiles was reportedly a newly developed design with high-speed flying capabilities. Seoul said Pyongyang should stop acts that are unhelpful for easing tensions on the peninsula. Japan also criticized North Korea for the launch, adding that the projectiles have not, however, reached Japanese waters.
They are ballistic missiles. They violate the UN sanctions, and I find it extremely regrettable.
North Korea has yet to verify these reports. If confirmed, this would be the first missile launch since U.S. President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un met at the demilitarized zone between the two Koreas at the end of June. Our correspondent Jennifer Chang says North Korea's latest missile tests are out of its fear of the upcoming joint military drills between the South Korea and the United States.
The reason experts say that the North Korean leader is testing this missile is because the North feels threatened by the U.S. and South Korea military drills next month. Because the U.S. President Donald Trump had promised the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un during their first summit in Singapore last year that the U.S. and South Korea would discontinue, suspend their military drills. But now they are carrying out this big military drill next month for almost 3 weeks, right after they had an impromptu meeting, Trump and Kim, at the demilitarized zone on June 30th, where they reconfirmed that they are not going to have any U.S.-South Korea military drills here on the Korean Peninsula in exchange for North Korea maintaining its freeze on its nuclear weapons and ICBM testing. And on July 20th, when the U.S. and South Korea insisted that they're going to go ahead with these drills, they were clearly very upset. On Tuesday, the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un was photographed inspecting a new submarine that will be deployed in waters between South Korea and Japan. And then today, Thursday, they did these two tests. The first test, as I said, was of the Kim Skunder missile. The second one was an even more powerful missile that many experts say could be used as a first strike missile to first launch the attack on the U.S. and South Korean militaries before the U.S. and South Korean militaries launch some sort of possible surprise attack